What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from New York City, and I am joined, as I always am, by my co-founder here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky, coming to us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Packers,
what's up, Corey?
3-1.
That's what I'm talking about.
Believe it. Loving life right now.
Loving life and carrying the G, ladies and gentlemen. We know you're not here for us. You're here for a man who needs no introduction, but I will give him one anyway. Fresh off a 15 carry for 81 yard performance, throwing in a reception for 16 yards for good measure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
What's up, A.J.? Woo! There he is.
Happy to be back.
Look. We know you're not at home, obviously, tonight. You're on the road. So we thank you for making the time. I know you're a busy guy.
Yes.
Really appreciate it. Before we go any further, like I said, really productive game on your end, very clearly. We wanted to look at this big run because, man, this was a thing of beauty. This was absolutely gorgeous. So, Al, if we could roll this. Look at this gentleman. We got Amari Rodgers in motion, and then look at the hole. Look at this guy trucking through fools. I mean, right down to the one and taking, they're going low on you because you're a big man. That's what they got to do. We understand it. So, AJ, I got to know. My only question here is, was this just a sign of your humility? Knowing that Aaron Rodgers would most likely throw it in for a touchdown if you went down at the one. So you wanted him to tie Dan Marino on the next play. That's why you didn't get into the end zone, right?
Exactly. You know, I'm all for that. You know, I want him to, you know, continue to keep, rewriting history. But no, in all seriousness, I had no idea. It was kind of like a quarterback read on that play. But, you know, I'm happy. Great to see Randall back out there, you know, just doing his thing back at Lambeau. That was really cool.
This is so funny you say that because literally in my kind of notes, my very next question was the TD to Cobb RPO? Like, could he have handed it to you, or was that always just a design play action pass?
Oh no, he could have handed it to me. Him and Cobbie have a really good connection, and it's just kind of one of those things. It's not always like drawn up in stone or whatever, but it just kind of works. You know, when you have that kind of vibe with somebody, you know, you kind of know what each other are thinking. And that was definitely on display Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, I'd say.
I love, obviously, they really used you as a hammer there in the fourth quarter for a little bit. Yeah, you're ripping off some nice runs there. On the television copy, you can hear Aaron when he takes the shot to Tonyan. You hear him say, can, and usually that's obviously usually some kind of call as far as what he wants you guys to do, what have you. In that kind of situation, you're a professional football player, this is second nature, but do you ever find yourself like, oh God, what does that mean? Like, wait, am I supposed to not go? Is it a run? Is it a pass? Like, what do you ever find yourself kind of caught up in your head about it? Or is it so second nature you don't even think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying to say, like, I know, like, there's never a time where I'm like, what exactly, you know, is this? But, you know, it's just kind of, you know, the more reps and more opportunities you get, you know, last year, obviously, being a rookie and all, I was constantly, like, in practice, like, what is this audible to? But, you know, I would just, you know, keep working and keep grinding. Actually, I started to make flashcards, and I have my fiance running around the house, and I'll be walking around, and she'll go, hey, this, and, like, I'll just rattle off a signal or rattle off a play and
nice.
Give her where everybody's routes are. So, you know, she might be able to, you know, tell me some offensive plays.
Right, a little better. So you're obviously coming off a very productive game. Undoubtedly, you'll be mentioned somewhere in the media about what you did here or there. One of the outlets that always kind of talks up performers, guys who do produce, is Pro Football Focus. We heard LaFleur earlier today talk about, I don't care what PFF says. I don't care about opinions outside the building, grades outside the building. Do you pay attention to that kind of stuff? Do you ever look at that kind of stuff, or is that completely out of your realm?
I really don't. I wouldn't say I don't look at it. I've definitely looked at stuff. I'm one of those guys. I take a lot of pride in it. I don't really get too affected based on what people in the media say, good or bad. I don't know where that stems from, where I learned that along the line. But, you know, sometimes I'll see stuff like that. I mean, I remember PFF when I got drafted.
So do we.
When I got drafted, I mean, people saying I can't catch this and that. I had people when I decommitted from Michigan to BC saying I would never amount to anything. So, you know, it doesn't really affect my game or anything like that. But I do definitely do care a lot more on how my running back coach and the offensive coach has graded my performance out there than, you know, anything outside the building for sure.
It's so funny. Every time now, AJ, that you catch the ball, I literally scream, but I thought he couldn't catch PFF. So hilarious.
It's true. We do nothing but hold vendettas here, AJ.
I love it.
That is what we do. All right, so let's bring in our panel for the week. We got three fantastic panelists joining us today, right up here on the big board. We got Janelle Mackey joining us from, you may have heard her here on She Said TV on Pack-A-Day Podcast, but you also probably have seen or heard her in a million different places online when it comes to the Packers, whether it's Packer Report, whether it's Game On Wisconsin, anywhere they're talking Packers, Janelle is there. Janelle joining us. We have Tom Grossi, PackCast. Look at this gentleman here. Tom Grossi joining us. Grossi Posse in the house.
Tom
Grossi here on Carry the G. We also have Cheesehead TV's own Joseph Randall.
Joseph
joining us. He writes for Cheesehead TV every week and can check his stuff out, usually up on Fridays, talking about all things draft related. If you want to know who to watch over the weekend when it comes to college football, who might get drafted in the NFL, Joseph's your man. So these fine folks have a bunch of questions for AJ, so let's get to it. Let's start with Jen. Jen, why don't you take it away with AJ?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me here. Really excited to talk to you all, and AJ especially, of course. Obviously coming off a big game, so one of the things I wanted to kind of ask you is, you know, last year you were running behind a very different offensive line versus this year. So I'm just kind of curious if you can feel the difference behind each of the lines. If last year felt a lot different than this year, if that's something you can tell the difference between or maybe not.
Yeah, you know, I definitely say, you know, when we first started, I guess, like training camp and stuff, obviously we had some younger guys up there. You guys know that. Everybody knows that. And so obviously just like me as a rookie and everybody else is a younger player, even me now, sometimes like you might go the wrong way or you might, you know, miss a block here, you might do that. But, you know, I think it's a big credit to guys like Dave and the older guys in that room and just the leaders that we have around our team to, you can really see the steps that they've taken. Like the offensive line room is just growing. And, you know, that long run I had, that was blocked really as good as it's going to get in the NFL, you know. which is tremendous, and the receivers are blocking and doing their thing too. But you know, anytime you got an offensive line and you're confident back there as a running back, at least in my time playing running back over the years, you know, you definitely feel good. You feel like any time you get a run, there's a chance to kind of spring free, and that's what you need.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge tribute to such a young offensive line, and sometimes I forget you're a young running back yourself because you don't play like a second year guy. So I'm sure that's a lot of credit to them and a lot of credit to you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Coming from the expert, Janelle, I appreciate it. We got to get you a 28 jersey. It's killing me.
I know.
Jen, you had another question for AJ, I think?
Yeah, I did. So I kind of read, I think it was from Wes last night, posted a comment. We kind of touched on Randall Cobb earlier. Just kind of talking about how you were a little starstruck and nervous the first time you met him. So I just kind of want to ask you about what it's like to share a locker room with those kind of poised veterans like Cobb and Rodgers and guys like that, and what they do not only for your game, but as a player and person in general.
Yeah. You know, it's awesome. And, you know, you look around the locker room, you look around the team, in the huddle, and I'm constantly reminded, you know, there's just so many great players. You know, people oftentimes, like my friends or, you know, people back home, they're like, oh, like, you know, are you bummed you're not really playing, you know, as much? Because they're used to me always playing in high school. I'm always playing. BC, I'm always playing. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, I'm learning so much. And it was actually, you mentioned that, not about Cobb, but, you know, Aaron Jones yesterday after the game, he came over to me in the locker room and was like, hey, I'm really proud of what you did tonight. And I was like, thank you. And like, I'm learning so much from him. You know, I'm learning how to be a pro. I'm learning how to take care of my body. I'm learning how to, you know, read, like the fine intricacies of reading holes and where to push it and where to, you know, read things in the defense. And so, you know, I don't spend as much time with Randall as I'm sure the receivers do, but I can imagine guys like Amari and Allen, just everybody in that room can learn from him and Tay and all those guys. And then, obviously 12, Aaron, you know, he's just a wealth of knowledge. You know, there's sometimes I'm just asking him stuff that has nothing to do with football. I forget. It was a crescendo. We had a Drake playing in practice, and he said, "My stock's going up like a crescendo" in one of his lines. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I bet you I know who does. And I was like, "Aaron, you gotta let me know, what does this mean?" He thought about it and was like, "Yeah." And I forget what the explanation is now, but you know, just like so smart. So it's awesome, and it's a great place for me to just learn and just keep developing my skills.
Yeah, that's awesome just to hear the way you're meshing on and off the field with these guys. I appreciate you answering those questions for me, AJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Tom Grassi, I believe you're here. You might as well ask a question.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, guys really need to up that security. This was way too easy to get into. So, you know, that's a firewall thing. I know Facebook had issues today, but I don't know if you're on the same server, but regardless. AJ, pleasure to talk to you and meet you cyber-wise. That wasn't awkward. I have a two-part question for you. The first is that there's a ton of different types of running backs in the NFL, right? You got your bruisers, you got your really efficient in the receiving game, you got the more methodical guys who like wait for the holes to develop and then they go through. I kind of wanted to just get a sense of how you developed like your personal style. Was it like you were 3 years old and your quads were already bigger than my head and you're like, "Listen, I'm going to be a bruiser back," or is it like, or is it something that is like kind of developed and adapted over time, you know, or, like with your play style?
No, I would kind of, you know, looking at your setup there and looking at your hat wall, I'd kind of, you know, trying to make an analogy here. Like, look at all the hats you got. You know, you got some white hats, some black hats, some green, some yellow. And if you wanted to base your whole outfit around that, you know, you got enough to, you know, kind of go with.
Oh, no.
I broke AJ Dillon.
You broke.
It was the hats. I put too many hats on the screen.
Too many hats. Too many hats.
Too many hats.
We got you back.
Hey, okay,
we got
to get you back.
Oh my goodness, what's going on, guys? I'm crashing the network.
That's my B.
I think that's
Tom's fault. It's
Facebook,
all Tom's fault.
Facebook attacking you, I think, is what that was. Sorry. We got through. We got to the hats and the outfits to match, but then we lost you.
Oh well. Long story short, you know, I consider myself just like that, like an APB, all-purpose back. Now, whether it's hot, cold, rainy, pass game, run game, whatever, I like to view myself as somebody who can, you know, do it all. And, you know, I'm constantly developing my skill set to try to do that. You know, I try to make goals for myself every week for practice and, you know, yearly goals, things like that. And, you know, I feel like from where I was 2 years ago at BC, I've grown so much as a running back. And it's so crazy. And I still have so far to go. Which makes it, you know, fun to go out there to practice, which makes it fun to go out there and compete. But yeah, I don't know. I just say all purpose, man. I can do it all.
Hey, I'm all about it. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
now, AJ, I appreciate you taking the time and I appreciate you answering the question and we'll be watching your career with great interest.
Okay, Palpatine, okay. Easy.
I had to drop a Star Wars quote. I'm
so
here.
Wait,
why not?
So wait a second. Does this mean you're like going to try and poach him for the Tom Grassi YouTube channel? Is that what that quote is about? I see you, Grassi.
I told you your security was garbage.
He did try to shut down the entire show.
I mean, serious. Obviously,
oh,
right?
Hey, this is the right length. Click this one.
And then he's live on Tom Grassi's channel. I love it. Joseph, what's up, buddy? You're waiting patiently. How you doing? What you got for AJ?
I'm doing great. And thank y'all for having me. And I guess you guys did a pretty good job with the questions because I'm going to piggyback right off of Tom. AJ, you said you've grown so much from BC. And through four games, you have over half as many yards as you had in 11 games last year. Obviously, you know, Jamal's not here anymore, so you're stepping right into that role. But the more you play, are there parts of your game where you're realizing, like, you still have specific things you need to polish on, whether that's pass pro, whether, you know, squeezing through the gap, like anything of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first thing that instantly comes to mind is the long run we showed at the beginning of the show. You know, having a plan, not necessarily, you know, something I haven't done before. You know, I've gotten in that situation and scored, you know, plenty of times at BC, things like that. But, you know, I got out there and it would have been hard to, you know, I had the guy in the back on my right and a guy to my left. But, you know, there's just different things. I didn't really put on a move. I could have tried to stiff arm and, you know, lean more forward, just things like that. So now when I'm breaking it down, I'm like, well, now next time I'm in that situation, I should have at least a move to try. And if it doesn't work, now I can, you know, it's, you know, fine tune that. But yeah, I mean, every week, like, you know, I definitely didn't grade out perfect. I definitely didn't have a perfect game by any means. I'm my own worst critic to a fault. So, you know, all those runs where it's like, ah, oh, like he's really grinding for those yards. I'm like, well, maybe my quad should be a little stronger and I should grab two more. So, but absolutely. Always looking to get better.
Great.
Awesome.
What else you got, Joseph? You got one more?
Oh, I didn't know if I could roll right into
it. Go right ahead, buddy. It's all you. Your all time. Right, so, time to shine.
Speaking of your polish and growing, so through these last 2 weeks, we've had the 49ers, and then we have the Steelers, which on defense can be considered very similar teams. So through your preparation for these last 2 weeks, were there certain nuances in the game plan that you had to switch up between the 49ers and the Steelers? As obviously they both have very stout front seven. So are the things that were a little bit different between the two for success on game day?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're both honestly like great defenses, I would say. You know, I'm no expert on NFL defenses yet, but, you know, just, you know, studying them throughout the weeks, we knew it was going to be physical. Both of those front sevens and even the secondaries, especially with the Steelers, you know, step up, fill those gaps, and really kind of deliver a blow. So I honestly think I built off of the 49ers game. And a couple of times where, like, if you had to flip-flop those games, in the 49ers game, I got tackled a couple of times. And this game, I kind of broke through those and fought off a couple of things. That goes right back to your first question where, you know, just how do I, you know, polish that? How do I get better? How do I whatever? And just thinking of, like, easier ways to, you know, kind of attack a hit. There's a great picture our photographer took, and I forget who I'm – avoiding, but I have the ball in my right hand and I'm getting hit from the right, and I rolled my shoulder to block the hit and also obviously protect the ball, and I ended up coming out of that and like moved my body out. But the week before I had a similar thing and I got tackled by like a shoestring. So it's just things like that. I'm constantly trying to get better, and you know, I want to make that, you know, my game. But yeah, both really tough defenses, and you know, it's a great challenge to go out there and, you know, compete.
I love it. I love that you give Evan a shout. Evan's the man, the Packers photographer.
I mean, Packers photographer.
He's incredible. He is absolutely incredible. No doubt about it. All right. Our panel absolutely brought it. They're phenomenal, as always. I mean, this is my favorite part of the show because, like, you know, they do all the work. Like, I don't even need to worry about it. Like, I know bringing all these fine, smart, really interesting Packers fans in, and they're going to ask the best questions. I don't need to worry about it. This next part, I got to worry a little bit because you never know what this guy's going to say.
This is my favorite part coming up, Nagler, because I wasn't the smart person included in that six box. So, yeah, let's go with this next part, AJ's social life. Let's go!
AJ Dill. This is my favorite part of the show. The panelists. Come on, Nagler. This is your favorite part of the show. Social. That's right. Social media, everybody. AJ, my guy, what is up? Another W. I just want to say, I know we don't count week one. That was technically week season preseason week four, whatever you want to call it. But ever since you started coming on the show and talking to us, you've been getting nothing but W's, my guy. Nothing but W's, dude. Winning, winning, winning.
This is true. I'm not a stat guy, but that stat, it is legit. It is legit.
PFF. PFF. Write it down. PFF. I love it. One thing that could be considered a W, depending on who you're asking, okay, maybe me, because I don't actually play golf, but to some people, they thought it was pure comedy. Let's take a look at your golf swing that, by the way, you posted, okay? So this is not, we're not ratting you out here. Let's take a look. All right, so you got a good golf swing going here. All right, little shank, but that's okay. Tell us about your golf swing here. First of all, what course is this? What hole is this? How you looking? Are you just at a driving range? What's going on here, man?
Yeah, this is at Oshkosh Country Club. I was out there for an event with Elton Jenkins. But yeah, I mean, I haven't golfed. The last time I golfed was, I think I was in high school, and I just had a top golf, just hitting as hard and as far as I could. So, you know, I got a little instruction. I do have a clip of me doing it well, but somebody asked me to entertain them today while the entire internet was down. And so, you know, people some comedy, you know, at my own expense.
Hey, man, that was perfect. The replies under that tweet were pretty funny. Some people telling you it's all in the hips. Somebody was telling you that it looked, at least it looked better than Barkley. You know what I mean? A little bit. Exactly. A little bit in there. We love it, dude. Well, you keep working on that golf swing, but one thing you don't need to work on is your running back skills. We talked all about football today, but I did want to bring up a little tweet from our friend Matt Schneidman, who works the Packers beat. He put this out from Aaron Rodgers' press conference. That's right, the GOAT out here calling you a cold weather Green Bay, Wisconsin back. To us as fans, that's kind of like the highest praise you can get as a running back, right? This is what we need. We think back to that Titans game and the snow and you barreling through Tennessee Titans, man. I mean, like, how big of a praise is, like, what does this even mean to you, dude? This is incredible.
Yeah, you know, that's awesome. Anytime, you know, you can get, you know, a praise or just anything like that from a guy like 12 is remarkable, really. You know, my favorite parts in practice are like when I do something good, like he'll give me a little one of these or a smile or a high five. Like, you know, that's when I know, like, dang, I'm cooking right now. So you know, for him to say that means a lot. And, you know, something I've really been working on, you know, more than where I'm at in the depth chart, where I'm, you know, how much I'm playing, how much I'm this. I just really want to be, I said it the day I got drafted and I talked to Packers Nation for the first time, I just wanted to be somebody that was reliable in any situation, first down, fourth down, first quarter, overtime. I really wanted to be reliable. So, you know, hearing that from him definitely means a lot. And, you know, I still got work to do. Like I said, it wasn't perfect, but, you know, looking to continue that.
And that's awesome. He also called you smart. We don't want to inflate your ego a little bit too much yet here, but, you know, whatever. You can read the tweets if you saw it, man. But guess what? It is finally time. Through 4 weeks, we have been wanting to ask you about this. You've been hinting at a little bit. We already talked about your cards, but now we're going to talk about one of your favorite places in the entire United States, 50 nifty United States out here. Okay, Door County, Wisconsin, USA. Yeah. Hashtag America. Tell us, look at, first of all, I put these tweets together. I put them together. These are all tweets that you have sent out within the past year about Door County. Okay. You watched, you know, you've reached the point where all you want is a key to Door County. You had me at Door County. You are in love with Door County here. You're trying to be the mayor. How did this love story start? Did you taste a cherry? Did you see the goats? What's going on here with Door County of all places?
Yeah. You know, I definitely, you know, I thought about, I really wanted to be the mayor, and then I realized, you know, mayor is kind of hard. There's not a mayor of an entire county anywhere, really. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, I think maybe be an ambassador or figurehead of that place. I've gone, you know, to Al Johnson's. I've seen the goats on the roof. I've gone to the cherry orchards. I've tried cherry wine. I've been all over, spent a lot of time at Bayside Tavern. Best wings in America at the garlic parm wings at AC Tap. So,
god damn, you know, AJ,
this is legit.
AJ knows it. AJ's been this up is very in legit. Door County.
This
Holy
is very
cow.
Legit.
I love it.
I mean, that's incredible. Like, you actually just made me hungry for some wings. I'm going to hop on an airplane.
Gotta take a trip. Fly up there.
Yeah. So are you going to be giving A.J. Dillon, like, official tours that you'll be putting, you know how they do the Lambeau tours with the alumni? You know, you could be doing it for Door County.
Yeah, I mean, when I get the key, I mean, key has to go to something. So maybe it'll go to a trolley up there. And you turn it on,
that would be dope. You're driving around in a little like trolley, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You're out there in a sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be.
Planning on starting soon, just going door to door, just like, hey, vote for AJ for mayor of Door County.
Are you looking for houses up there? What are you doing, man? You're going to spend your entire life there now? Is that it? I mean, you got engaged up there, right?
After football, like, if you ever want to like find me, I'm just going to go off the grid. I'll just be somewhere around Door County.
You'll be on the.
And like, where
be on the roof with the goats
and like after football, where is he? And just like, you know, just out there, like, just what are you doing out working on the orchard?
Working on the orchard. I love it. He'll be on the roof with the goats part time and the working on the orchard the rest of the time. We love to see it, dude. AJ, your social life, it is still popping off despite everything that went on today with Facebook and Instagram. You got your TikTok rolling. Everybody can find you there, right? What is your, because you got a couple different handles. I noticed that the other day. Where can people find you on social media?
Everything besides Twitter is AJ Dillon 2. Twitter is AJ Dillon 7 because I made it a long time ago. And then,
got it.
You know, and always make sure you go check out the website. Go get you some merchandise. You know, the quad.
Let's go.
Don't be stepping on my outro, man. Come on now. That's why I'm here. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to head to ajdillon28.com for everything Quad Father, including tons of great merch, including a free signed Quad Father 8x10 with any order over $100. Be sure to check it out. Big thanks to our panel today hanging out with us, Jen, Joseph, Tom, Four, Tyler, Corey, and myself, and of course, AJ. Keep carrying the G wherever you are, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Salud.